Now, BB Shea had an embarrassing moment as well, and it happened yesterday. So you're telling us you just got your taxes done.
I've had the wildest situation with my taxes. I've been trying to get them done since February.
Well, you're late, obviously.
Yeah, but I've had an extension filed. Long story short, the place where I did it, there was a changeover of power, and they're trying to get it back, mm-hmm. and they're in and out of, like, you know, legal things. But thankfully, my taxes are done.
Yeah.
So the person who runs it is a lady who I'm familiar with. I've never met her.
Mm-hmm.
But the person I've been dealing with who's been doing my taxes is a gentleman named John. Mm-hmm. So I've been emailing him back and forth for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. They just started doing my taxes last year. And I got a call from an Illinois area code. I figured it was them.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up the phone. I said, hello. Mm-hmm. And the person on the other end goes, is this BB Shea?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, is this John? She said, no, this is Becky.
Oh man, great.
I said, Becky, I am so sorry. I apologize. She goes, oh, it's fine. I've been smoking since I was 16.
That's it.
That's what you want in an accountant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Agreed. Months on my face, though.
Everyone's done it, though. Everyone's done that. Of course. And it's the worst feeling.
Oh, it's terrible. Becky's the name.
And Becky.
But I do like the idea that she's got a cigarette behind her ear while she's hovered over a adding machine.
She owns it.
Yeah. She owns it. I've been smoking this long. At the gym the other day. All right. We have a pregnant woman.
Oh, no.
She's still working out. Okay. Probably 6 months pregnant, 7 months pregnant.
Wow.
It's obvious. Okay. It's obvious.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We've had them there before who go all the way to, like, I'm due next Saturday, and she's still on the treadmill.
Mm.
And they say that's okay. It's good for you or whatever. But literally, I've seen them there 9 months pregnant, still walking on the treadmill.
And at the 9 month mark, do you say, are you pregnant?
Well, there it is. This woman, I would say, is at the 6-7 month mark, and I was stretching beside her.
Ugh.
You know, so we're down. So I say, when are you due? And she says, what are you talking about?
I'm going to stretch a lot further.
And I say, well, you know.
The baby.
The baby. And she goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. She goes, I'm messing with you, man. Like, I'm doing July.
Because she was clear. She was obvious. Clearly. She was pregnant. Yeah, I mean, there was no way. I thought about it. I was like, I mean, come on.
It's a goiter.
Come on.
That's like the rule you're taught from the time you come out of the womb is you do not ask a woman unless she says, excuse me, my water just broke.
I know. You do not say it. And I wasn't going to, but we were so close together and we were stretching.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't think of anything else to say.
No, because it was so, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
She's pregnant. And I said,
is it a boy or a girl?
What? Is what a boy or a girl?
What
are you talking?
I'm going to let her decide.
Yes. Got that too. My daughter went to a camp with a girl. This is a few years ago. Who said, when I have kids, I'm going to name the baby Alex so that when the baby is old enough, they can decide what gender they are for themselves.
Did your daughter leave the camp?
Yeah, that was the last day.
He drove up there and took her out himself.
She leans conservative.
Yep, she does. She leans conservative as my wife.
Yeah.
She's just like my wife. She leans conservative. And I said, well, it's free and open discussion. And my wife's like, don't you ever. We're not going
that.
We're not going back to that camp, obviously. America inside the numbers. More women are being hurt in car crashes than men, and they're not sure why.
Sexism.
Well, they crash more.
Yeah, I mean, are we really not sure why?
Like, next stat.
Yes. Did they really need to delve into this?
The quickest inside the numbers we've ever done. Why are women getting hurt more in car crashes than men? I think the joke writes themselves here, Bob.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Oh, you think they crash more?
They're not saying, okay, out of all of the car crashes involving men and women, women get hurt more.
That's how I took it. Women are more likely to be injured than men in the same car crash.
Okay.
So that's a little different. Researchers think car safety systems are a part of the problem.
No, I know why.
Why do you think?
Because whether we're in the driver's seat or the passenger seat, our head is always turned to yell at the
So
other.
That's the reason. It's the head thing. Researchers found women face 1.6 times the injury risks than men in a comparable crash. So you're 1.5 times more likely to be injured severely than a man.
Is it because women are typically smaller and move around more during a crash?
Not sure. Not sure.
The airbags might be...
Airbags hit different?
Yeah.
Crash test dummies and safety systems have historically been designed around the average male body. Yeah. Maybe that's the reason.
Yeah.
Even the female crash dummy is just a smaller version of the male dummy and doesn't accurately reflect how most women's bodies are built. So they're thinking about rebuilding the crash test dummy for the women.
I would have thought they would have done that, but okay.
You know they wanted to put boobs on them.
I think they have. Yeah, and you have to.
Yeah. They found that seatbelts and airbags may not protect women as effectively, especially in passenger seats. Things like seat position, body size, even bulky winter jackets can affect how the restraint hits the body during a crash. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. It's like, do you think you're more protected when you have a bulky winter jacket on? I do. I bet people.
Mm-hmm.
Although one time when I was at my heaviest, it took so much effort when I was wearing my bulky winter parka to button the seatbelt. I was just like, I'm not even going to do it.
Doing it.
I did it one time with a former colleague in the car, Chris Dim. We were out seeing that movie with Michelle Pfeiffer we liked.
One Fine Day?
One Fine Day, yeah. Or is either that or...
Was it Clooney Pfeiffer?
That was Clooney Pfeiffer. It was either that or the Costner that I liked where he's pitching the perfect game.
Perfect Game, right? Or no, Magic, no.
For Love of the Game.
For Love of the Game.
Chris Dim and I went to see those together.
Yeah, weird.
Privately. We both privately liked...
That was your romantic comedy phase.
That's right. We went through that. And we got in the car. I know one of those, it was extremely cold, and I was wearing a bulky parka. And he said, buckle your seatbelt. And I said, I'm just not going to do it. I just don't have the strength. I just don't have.
That's defeated.
I just felt defeated. I'm just like, I am not going to
do it. It's the late 90s. Just drive me to the theater.
I'm just not going to do that. The city with the most mosquitoes in America, Los Angeles. First time in 6 years. It had been, I believe it had been El Paso, Texas.
Really?
6 years in a row. Now it's Los Angeles for the first time. They are dealing with a mosquito issue. And they say that they are getting worse and worse. I'm not sure why standing water, perhaps, in Los Angeles. You'd think they'd had so much drought, they wouldn't have to worry about that. Of course, Minnesota has bad mosquitoes because they have so many lakes. Mm-hmm. But Atlanta also was number two. Atlanta went to number two this year. Orkin ranks that, the folks from Orkin.
Okay.
Chicago, New York City, Detroit, Washington, D.C., Houston, Cleveland, Denver. All bad for mosquitoes, but none as bad as Los Angeles.
Denver surprises me.
Right?
Yeah, better
high altitude. I just always think of altitude and cooler. And
Yeah. Red Rachel's theory on mosquitoes. Well, share it.
My theory on mosquitoes and ticks is they prefer certain types of blood type.
Yeah, so they don't go after you. Okay. Do you know your blood type?
I think I do. I mean, it was a long time ago that I found out what it was, so I'm hoping I remembered.
What do you think it is?
I think I'm O positive.
I don't know mine.
Because they love me. I mean, ticks. BB Shay and I were talking about, I've had plenty of ticks on me. He said, you've had ticks on you? And I said, yeah, I grew up in a wooded area. And he said, well, I did too.
You never had tick.
No, but I got hella mosquito bites growing up.
You did?
Like, exceptional amount.
Really?
Yes.
I wonder why they feast on you. I don't know. You're sweet. You love sweets?
I'm a sweet baby. That's what my mom told me.
Well, you love sweets.
You was my sweet baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Leave my baby alone.
They like that. I don't like that voice.
Don't ever do that again.
That was alarming.
That really bothered me.
I feel like that's the last thing, like a lot of women hear. Who's my sweet baby? As they pass out.
That gives me the creeps. Just you doing that.